What's up, gamers? Welcome to the Vault RPG Mini Podcast for February the 8th, 2018. Remember, this is the show where I talk as much about RPGs as I can in 15 minutes. Sometimes more, seems like recently. Anyway, I'm your host, Philip. Let's get today's episode started. All right, so what we're going to be talking about today is the Final Fantasy XV Pocket Edition, which did release just this morning. And I got to tell you, I've been excited about it. I've been watching it for a while, and I haven't played yet, but it looks pretty good. And there was an article that came out from Kotaku this morning, looking at the Mike Fate. And he expresses some thoughts about the game that confirms a lot of what I was thinking and a lot of what I was hoping. So I was very excited to see his thoughts, and I want to share them with you. Now, before we dive into that article, let's talk about the idea of a pocket edition for Final Fantasy XV. I gotta say that I give Square Enix a lot of credit, because to me, this is almost a philosophical statement by Square Enix to release a pocket edition of a mainline series game, and the most recent one. And why I say that this is almost a philosophical statement, because this is not an admission. I don't want it to sound like, we're giving in to lazy gamers, okay? Because I'll tell you, I was a little bit concerned whenever I heard about a pocket edition for the mobile, because I did not want it to be a lazy cash grab where they took a big game and they chopped it up and really kind of murdered the heart and soul and the story. And they just did something. They created a piece of content to slap Final Fantasy XV's name on it, because that's, you know, kind of a hot game right now. Now, it doesn't seem like they did that, so I'm very, very happy. Because they didn't do that, it seems like a statement that is an admission that they understand not all gamers who enjoy JRPGs and not all gamers who enjoy Final Fantasy games necessarily has 200 hours to pour in to a title. That's not to say that that's all gamers, right? Because there are gamers who have that amount of time. But it seems like a very smart move by this company to provide an avenue where gamers can experience the heart and soul and story of a really good game in a format that is a little bit easier to digest time-wise. Because according to the Kotaku article, the soul is there. It's just a lot of the open world aspect has been stripped away, and you're left with mainly story. Trimming the fat, if you will. That is a great thing. And I gotta say, like I said, I was a little hesitant because I was concerned that this was nothing but a cash grab. But I've gotta say that this is verging on an idea that I actually had a couple of years ago when I was thinking to myself, and I thought it might be interesting if Square released versions of some of their recent games. I'm thinking like 10 onward, like 10, 12, 13, if they released sprite-based 2D classic-looking inspired games, versions of those games, I thought that would be very interesting to see Final Fantasy X recreated in the vein of 4, 5, and 6. I don't know exactly how 12 would work. I don't know if that world could be recreated with sprites and how like the combat system would work and everything. But I was thinking 10 and 13 would make very interesting 2D titles. And I wasn't even really thinking that voice acting would carry over. You know, I was thinking it would be completely text-based. It'd be stripped down a lot, but it would be doable. I thought that would be a very interesting release and a different sort of perspective of the game. And then they come out with this. They come out with the Pocket Edition. And it has the sound work, the voice work. It just happens to be really trimmed, really streamlined, but in a smart way. And then placed in a very stylized aesthetic and world. According to Mike Fahey in the Kotaku article, he says Final Fantasy XV Pocket Edition turns the massive, partially open world epic into a much more linear affair. Instead of wandering the world without a care between quests, cheapified versions of Noctis, Gladio, Prompto, and Ignis, looking like extras from James and the Giant Peach, make a beeline from one important plot point to the next. Now, I've got to say, turning it into a more linear affair is not necessarily a bad thing. Now, I don't want something as extreme as Final Fantasy 13. In fact, if you listen back to last night's episode, I talked about heavy narrative versus gameplay freedom. And I do mention that there are times in 13 where you will end a cutscene, run forward 40 steps without ever finding a chest, without ever finding an NPC, without ever interacting with anything in the world, and then another cutscene will play. It's almost like an interactive movie or something. So there is an extreme to linearity, but I feel like there is also a convenience factor to it. Full disclosure, I haven't played Final Fantasy 15. I haven't had the time. I would really like to, but I haven't had the time. He goes on to say, that's what Final Fantasy 15 Pocket Edition is all about, taking a complicated game and simplifying it without losing its essence. To me, that's very important. It's an outstanding abridgment of the original and a godsend for players like me who want to get to know the story of Noctis and friends, but just don't have the time. Those are really encouraging statements to me. Because it's not as if they stripped away the actual soul of the game. They haven't, according to him, it hasn't lost its essence. It took a complicated game and simplified it. Now, a lot of that had to happen because it was going to mobile. But there is an aspect of me that really appreciates that they would put something out like this. Because it's an understanding that we don't all have 100, 150 hours. I think this is fantastic. If it's done well, and it seems like it has been, I am all for this. Believe me, especially on a platform that allows me to get more gaming in. Because it's on mobile, I'm telling you, I can game more on mobile with my earbuds in than I can on my console or PC at a TV or a monitor, right? I can get more gaming in. I can fit it in around what I'm doing. I can sit on the couch while the TV's going. I've talked about that extensively on the show. If you've kept up at all, you understand that that's just where I am in life right now. I just don't have a whole lot of time to invest sitting at my console, but I do have time on my phone or my Switch. And speaking of the Switch, if this game does not release on it, I'm going to be very disappointed. I feel like that would be a huge missed opportunity, and I've got to believe that they're working on the port right now. I've got to believe it. In fact, I'm calling it right now. This game will be on the Switch at some point. Hopefully sooner rather than later. But especially if the Switch can't get the actual Final Fantasy 15, which I would totally understand. It's a behemoth. If it can't get that, I don't see why it would not get this. This is just really smart to me. This is just super, super smart. Super smart. And here's the thing. Here's the thing. I love the way it looks. Some people may look at that and not be a fan of the art style. I think it's gorgeous. It sort of conjures memories of the DS versions of Final Fantasy 3 and 4, or even like a 9. You know, it's close to that. It's a little more like the article said, you know, chibi-fied. But boy, I love the sort of top down isometric view. It honestly makes me feel like running around in like 7, but it's the story of 15. So this is kind of like what I was talking about earlier, where you're taking the modern game, but you're giving it a retro spin. This is just in the look, right? And I'm totally okay with that. I'm fine. Look, I don't have to have pristine graphics. I don't have to have the actual Final Fantasy 15, as long as the version, the pocket version, is a decent game with good gameplay. It's fun. It runs well. And it doesn't lose the heart and the essence of the original game. As long as I've got those things, I don't care what it looks like. I don't mind that it's in a different style. I don't mind that it's not photorealistic, because that's just not what games are to me. I mean, there's a reason that I still love the classic sprites just as much as I do the modern 3D Final Fantasies and RPGs in general. There's a reason I still love that era, because there is an essence to them that speaks to me in a different way than the 3D versions of their games do. So I don't have to have the photorealism. I respect it. I think that Final Fantasy 15 is an absolute gorgeous game, especially the version coming on the PC. It possibly one of the most gorgeous games I've seen ever. But I don't have to have it to enjoy it and to consume the story, which, like I said, is why I come to Final Fantasy, if we're being honest. I don't always come because of the gameplay. It's the characters, it's the story. You know, the gameplay of 6 isn't the most riveting thing that I've ever experienced. But the characters of 6 are. And the story of 6 is. It's something that really speaks to me. So as long as I've got that, I don't mind the art style. I don't mind the chibi aesthetic. The James and the Giant Peach look. That's fine. It's fine. Give it to me. Give me more of these. So I'm super stoked about getting it and playing it. You know, I'm conflicted, because there's, like I said, deep down, I really, really believe that this is coming on the Switch. I feel like the opportunity is too good to pass up, right? So should I get it now, or should I hold out, fingers crossed, hoping? I may just go ahead and pick it up now and then play it again on the Switch. One other thing that I think is super smart about the way that they're doing this, because they're releasing it in chapters, they have a couple of different ways to play and ways to pay. First off, I think one reason that it was... Okay, let me back up. Yes, I was concerned about it being a mobile title, because I did not want them to mobile-fy how you pay for it. I didn't want this to become a microtransaction in game, because, you know, I was hoping that it still felt like a narrative, you know, a video game and a narrative, not a mobile version of this popular game. Once again, just slapping the title Final Fantasy 15 on it and then just be, you know, mobile garbage. But I'm really impressed with how they've released it and how you can pay for it. So it's 10 chapters, and they are all, you can buy them separately. In fact, the first chapter is completely free. Chapters 2 and 3 are 99 cents a piece, and the rest are $3.99 each. A bundle containing all 10 chapters is $20. Now, I know a lot of you are out there, and $20 seems like a lot to pay for an iPhone app, but this is a game. I mean, this is like a video game. It's $20. That's not bad. I mean, like, a decent indie game on the Switch is $15. So you're talking, it's the story of Final Fantasy 15. I'd pay $20 for that in a heartbeat, and I'm probably going to. But here's the smart thing. Not necessarily the 20, but I think it's super smart and super modern to give away the first chapter, because you're setting a low stakes, no stakes in fact, entry point for someone who maybe doesn't know the story of Final Fantasy 15. They're actually being introduced to this game through the Pocket Edition. You're giving them, here you go. They trust the story enough to say, here's the first chapter free. If you want to keep playing, here you go. Here's 99 cents for chapter 2. 99 cents for chapter 3. Are you hooked yet? Great. So buy the rest. That's fine. So I think it's super smart. It's trusting that the consumer will make the call. Because they could easily have just either released each chapter for $3.99 a piece, or they could have just literally done what they did with their past, the ports of their games, like the port of 7 or 8, and just slapped a $15 price tag on it. Well, what happens is someone who's on the fence may not jump for the 15 because they're not sure if they're going to enjoy the experience or not. So you've essentially released a demo that lets people test out, are they going to like this version? Are they going to be invested in the story? Are they going to like the characters enough to play this for 15, 20 hours? So we'll test it out. They're giving the consumer the choice whether to keep going or to put it down. Personally, I think that payment model is fantastic. It's giving the consumer the choice to make the decision, do I want to play all of this game or not? And if I want to drop the $20, I can, but I don't have to, because at least I've been able to play a little bit and I know what I'm getting into. This, to me, Final Fantasy 15 Pocket Edition is a super smart investment in Square, a very smart release by Square, and done so in a very, very intelligent way. So bravo to Square, hats off. Square Enix, it's amazing. Now the only thing you've got to do is put it on Switch. I'll be a really happy guy. But I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you think about this. Are you put off by the art style? Are you put off by the idea of a watered down Final Fantasy 15? Or are you very interested in this? Will you pick it up? And do you want it on the Switch? Let me know in the comments below, or let me know on Twitter. You can tweet at me. Remember, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, I am at VaultRPG. So go find me if you want. That'd be awesome. If you've listened this far, thank you so much for the support. I always appreciate it. And until next episode, go game your heart out. See ya.